Go.
On this episode of American Chopper,
Orange County Chopper's headquarters faces foreclosure.
OCC is hit by a bombshell.
See the paper today? Times held record?
Yeah, I saw it.
They got no money to pay the bills, but they got enough money to pay lawyers to sue me. Tell me how that works.
And Junior is forced to deal with a second lawsuit from his father.
I know that you've been going through a lot of stuff. I just didn't think that I would be going through it with you.
OCC builds a charity bike for St. Jude Children's Research Hospital.
Can you sign my shirt?
Sure.
That looks like a stock fender with something slapped on the top. It looks like...
That's what we're building right there.
But fights erupt over the design.
Go paint something.
That's what it looks like.
I ain't got time for your...
What's the idea? You one bike?
Two bikes, actually.
As PJD rushes to build two bikes for an insurance company.
Would you oversleep, bud?
No one ever told me what time to come in.
Odie disrespects Junior.
Dude, settle down, okay?
You're pissing me off.
Yeah, well, you're gonna get knocked out in like 3 seconds. It's just what it is. Gotta try and figure out how to handle that situation. No, I just want to touch base with you about the lawsuit stuff. It's a little unsettling.
It's bothering me, that's for sure.
I'm an old pro now, so it doesn't bother me that much. But I know. My father has served me with a new lawsuit, naming myself and the company, as well as Joe. Right out of the gate, I saw Joe was a little nervous, a little scared.
It took me by surprise, and honestly, it wasn't something that I thought I would be facing or have to handle, so... I know that you've been going through a lot of stuff. I just didn't think that I would be going through it with you.
The whole lawsuit is about supposedly Joe shouldn't be working for me because he was in some sort of contract with OCC that stopped him from working for me, which we don't believe is true at all. They're obviously upset about our situation over here. They're just trying to send a message to everyone else out there. Hey, if you're going to go work for him, we'll probably sue you too. My attorney's looking at it. He doesn't think that... It's an issue. I mean, obviously, a lawsuit's an issue, but he doesn't think we have anything to worry about, so just to put your mind at rest, he's handling it. It's getting taken care of.
Okay.
And we'll see what happens.
After Paul reassured me that everything was going to be okay, I think that's helped me a lot.
I just don't want you losing sleep over it. I need you clear-headed here. No, I'm not worried about this.
No, I can't say that it hasn't bothered me.
Yeah, but, of course. Okay. All right?
Yep.
Okay, good.
Thanks.
My father's suing me again. Pretty unbelievable. I almost feel like it's a fallback. If things don't work out on the first one, they can always jump right into another lawsuit. So that's the unfortunate situation that we're in.
We're at St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, and we're going to be doing a bike. So we're just going to roam around, see the way things are over here.
Hi, Paul. Welcome.
Hi,
welcome to St. Jude.
How you doing?
So good to see you. And my friends from Window World.
We had an awesome bike build earlier in 2010 with OCC, and we auctioned off two and raised $100,000 for St. Jude. And so we said, hey, let's build a bike. It's all about the kids at St. Jude.
Can I join in here?
Yeah.
Yeah? I could do this.
This is Ashley.
Hi, Ashley. How are you? That's what I would do.
It costs us $1.6 million a day because we don't charge the families anything above what their insurance would pay, and we pay their housing, their transportation, and all the treatments. So we have to raise over $700 million a year to run this place, and we get it from the public. Well, St. Jude was founded in 1957 by Danny Thomas. He had a dream that no child should die in the dawn of life, and he started this wonderful institution where he formed two organizations. One would worry about raising the money, and one would worry about doing research and treating the children. And that model has sustained the institution now for nearly 50 years. Hey, look what they're doing, Paul. Motorcycles.
What's happening?
Let's say boys against girls.
Uh-oh, and who's winning?
We're letting the girls win.
St. Jude is an amazing hospital. They don't turn away any child for care, regardless of their ability to pay. I thought bringing Senior here so he can get an essence of the hospital was really important before we try to build this bike. He needs to see how the kids and the families that are at St. Jude get hope.
Good.
Good to see you again.
Calling her to come see
you. Pleasure to meet you.
I was telling him that you're such a genius when it comes to your research and what you're doing when it comes to retinoblastoma. So that's all I know about it. I'm going to turn it over to him to talk about it. Because...
Well, thank you so much. I'm just one of actually many. There's about 100 labs here at St. Jude, and each of those is studying different types of childhood cancer.
This is really our first real involvement with St. Jude. I've done a few rides, stuff like that to raise money, but never really hands-on involved. And really, the total operation and what they do here is totally amazing. The overall thing that I get out of it is really the care that these kids are getting by being here. Thank you for your time. That was very interesting.
Thank you so much.
Really,
I appreciate it.
I think my intention is to build a bike to stimulate everybody's mind here. It may be something that hopefully all the kids could identify with.
Ooh, it is chilly, huh? Today, me and Rachel are down here in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, to meet with a company called Universal Property Casualty and Insurance Company. And we're hoping for a bike build.
To know if that's something we want to do.
Hey, guys, Paul and Rachel are here.
Hey.
How's it going?
How you guys doing?
Good, good.
Sean, good to meet you in person.
How you doing, Sean?
Nice to meet you.
It's my wife, Rachel.
Hello, Rachel.
Hi.
Pleasure.
How you
doing? Brad Meyer.
Would you guys have a seat right over here?
We asked Paul Jr. to come down here today because obviously he's a company that's just starting out. We're an insurance company that's predominantly in Florida, and we're looking to expand in other states. So he's a company that's looking to grow as well as we are, so we thought it was a natural fit. We're looking at the possibility of having you guys build us a bike for an annual show that we have.
Okay.
Show's in about 3 weeks, and it's for our agents.
3 weeks from now, and what's the idea? You one bike, or what's
Two bikes, actually. One we're going to give away to an agent. The backbone of our company is our agency force. So we put this annual event on for them, and we're thinking about having you guys build a bike for us that we can go ahead and raffle off the night of the unveil and give away to one lucky agent.
Okay.
And then one that we can, you know, maybe over the top, you know, kind
corporate.
Of a corporate bike that we can use at our marketing shows around the country.
3 weeks from now.
Correct.
Okay.
Possible?
We've done it, yeah. It's definitely, we'll definitely do it. 3 weeks, they want two bikes. You know, we got to get everyone tied in. I mean, it's a big deal to get everyone on the same page. I'm going to have to get back there and start talking scheduling with Joe so we can get everything figured out. The timelines are very tight. As far as the creative goes, though, what are you thinking on?
I mean, I kind of give you, you know, I'd like to have you build your dream bike again, something like that, but
okay.
Something that you would love to ride and be proud of.
Yeah, I'm definitely. I think I don't think it's going to be a problem. We're going to have to fly back today and get cracking, but... I'm excited about it.
All right.
Done.
I
appreciate it. Yeah. You know, I think the company came to me for a couple reasons. I think they like the creative aspect. They're a younger company in the insurance business. They're doing very well. They're expanding. And, you know, the same thing for me. I'm just kind of getting started. And I think in the end.
Dan, dan, dan. I always feel like either that or Kramer, you know? So listen, Jason's not here, so we got a bike to do for St. Jude.
Okay.
So I need you to design something for those guys. We need to submit it because they want to get going pretty soon.
Mm-hmm.
Jason's out this week. He's on his honeymoon. Rob is a good artist. He does our painting. Also all our murals and stuff. So he's been with us for a while. And so I just think that having that artistic ability, he's able to do that. If he could do it on gas tanks, he could do it on paper. We could go six up. We can go zero gravity. Whatever you feel looks more sleek.
Okay.
You want something that looks aerodynamic. Is that the right word? Futuristic.
Yeah.
Futuristic. I think that you have to have it so... it has real nice lines to it.
Okay.
And, you know, some fabrication, you know, make a nice gas tank on it. The thing I don't want, okay, is I don't want any webs. I'm sick of webs.
You want something that hasn't been done to death.
Exactly. Exactly.
Gotcha.
So I want to keep it so that we're constantly evolving.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying?
He said the client wants something edgy, something new, something kind of futuristic. I guess kind of like a dream motorcycle for a kid, what a child would think of a futuristic motorcycle being.
Very, very cool.
Okay.
You got it. I got to look around to see what frame strikes me as that kind of look and then base everything off of that. Pretty excited about it, pretty nervous about it. Should be cool, though.
Today we start the first bike, one of two, for a company down in Florida called Universal Property Insurance. So, and we got a lot of work to do. And Odie's late, almost 2 hours. Would you oversleep, bud?
No one ever told me what time to come in.
Oh, so you just made up your own time instead of asking?
9:30.
We got, get in here.
And then we got a lot of stuff to do today.
Since the company gave me free rein, I decided to try and take it to a whole nother level. The idea behind this one is we want to do a tank that's transparent.
Okay.
It has to obviously say there's no way there's any kind of liquids in this tank. That's pretty much right at the high point. I think all your points are covered. I'd blast that right there. Working on the gas tank, and the idea is for the gas tank to be completely transparent, to be able to see completely through the gas tank.
Ready?
Yeah. Even for Brendan, as many tanks as he's built, he's never built one that didn't hold any fuel that you can see clean through
to you. They look good.
Look how nice this is looking, man. Look at this bad boy, man. You know, the whole idea behind this tank is that, you know, people are going to wonder where the gas goes.
The real gas tank is actually going to be the lower scoop. Even though this gas tank is kind of like a stealth gas tank, it's still going to hold a couple gallons of fuel. And be very functional.
See you mañana. 8 o'clock.
No.
I told you to come in at 8 o'clock. Did I not? 8 o'clock tomorrow.
7.
We're gonna be starting early. I should even come in earlier. We don't have time on this build for Odie's antics. He needs to get here when I tell him to and change his attitude, or we're gonna have a real problem. I don't know about kids today, man. You know?
I hear you.
I don't know about him.
He's your boy.
Yeah, I know.
So, Senior came in and asked me if I'd be willing to design the bike for St. Jude's Children's Hospital. Basically, what they want is a bike that a 5 to 10-year-old would dream up a futuristic motorcycle to be. I'm real excited about it because it's something out of the norm that I've been doing here. I got, you know, full freedom starting from nothing, which is awesome for me. So I just come up with some ideas, start writing them down, and go from there.
Hey, hey.
What's up there, Rick?
Not much. How's it going?
All right, man. How you doing?
You said you're working on the St. Jude's. How's that?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I want something a little futuristic, you know, I'm thinking spaceship-y, you know?
Mm-hmm. Is this a frame?
Yeah, that's the frame they're going with, which is a really cool-looking frame, long and low.
Well, that's pretty cool. She's getting there. I wonder what kind of rake's in it. Just have a long front end on it. I like the way that comes into the...
Couldn't even tell you.
Yeah.
I don't know about building bikes, I'll be honest with you. I don't know if this is possible. I'm just coming up with a really cool idea, you know, if you can do it, that'd be great.
No, it's looking good. I like the tank.
That's a big-ass tank.
It looks like it's going to be big. You know, this should be a good challenge for Rob. He doesn't typically get involved with the designs. He's in with the meetings just for the paint schemes and stuff like that. Yeah, but really, this will be pretty much his first time at doing the drawing end of it.
And maybe do some mounting of that stuff in here, and at least instead of it just being just cosmetic, you know, make it into something.
Actually hold something?
Yeah.
Seems like he's onto something really cool, very futuristic looking. Seems like it's probably along the lines of something they're looking for. And, you know, hopefully he nails it.
Well, I'm thinking I'm not going to go crazy with paint because I want the kind of design to kind of stand on its own, you know. So I'm thinking very sleek, very clean. I got some nerves, I got to admit, going into creating this thing. It's just a matter of if they're able to create what I'm trying to design.
That'll be fun making.
Yeah, I definitely like to look over your shoulder if you don't mind.
Yeah.
On Discovery.
What's this bike for?
St. Jude's Children's Hospital.
Oh, it is okay. St. Jude's.
And it's to raise money?
Yes.
For
the kids, yes. We're going to be starting on the St. Jude's bike this afternoon. It's being sponsored by Window World, who we've done a bike in the past for. We got the approval on Rob's concept drawing, and since Jason was back from his honeymoon, he did one of his computer drawings.
Okie dokie.
I guess we could start the rear fender or what?
Yeah, we can do that.
Sure.
We got Ralph has come along to give us a hand. He's pretty good at sheet metal work and fabricating. I'm going to stick him right off the bat with Senior. Let him get a full taste of this whole operation, how it works.
Senior wanted me to do some fabrication on the St. Jude bikes. Usually I'm in the paint department painting the bike, so it's nice to get out in the shop and do a little work.
I think you're there. How are you on your side?
Pretty good. Let's just push it down.
Is it nice and round?
This is the center. Center this.
And then line it
up. Tack this down.
Probably enough, right?
Yeah, it's enough, and I'll just take it up.
This bike, there's going to be a ton of fab work on it. There's a ton of sheet metal work. It's got a really cool design, really cool shape. They have these, like, side pieces drawn up. They kind of mimic almost like the frame off of a sport bike, just the way it comes down off of the backbone area down towards the bottom rails of the frame. That's better. So I'm kind of just laying those pieces out now just to get a feel for maybe how the gas tank is going to fit on it. So really it's just a matter of trying to feel things out and see what we got to do where and where really to start.
Paul Jr.'s here. All right, Paul Jr., off the phone. We're not going to be here all day because I'm out of here at 4. Sorry.
What'd you just say?
It says, hurry up, get off the phone, Paul Jr., because I'm out of here at 4 today.
Gotcha. You got places to be?
Yeah.
You see me jump?
No. Should have been here 2 hours ago.
I don't have to come in when I tell you to come in. Don't you understand? Keep flapping your gums, kid. Everyone here has a good time working here. Odie's a part of that. But sometimes he's got a little something too much to say. Cracks off at the mouth a little bit. I don't think he really understands how things work, so I just have to remind him every once in a while.
You could just go ahead and drill that frame out, just the way it is.
Odie started working on the giveaway bike. A little bit more basic, still really nice. Anyone would want to own it, but because it's a giveaway, we want it to be real functional, not nearly as radical, more practical. How we doing there, Drill Master?
Horrible.
Why, what's the matter?
No, this thing won't go any farther.
Yeah, come on, get knock that thing out of there, will you? You're kneeling on the friggin'. You know, a little bit of this stuff goes a long way.
Brake clean.
I know. Well, use the other stuff so you don't burn bits up. Use a little bit of that cut and coolant, and it'll send it through instead of burning them up, and then you'll be standing there going, man, this one won't drill through either.
Man, this one won't drill through either.
Exactly.
Oh, I didn't want to be.
Man.
I didn't want to be covered in it.
Go. Come on.
What, you think you're cool because I already had it 90% of the way and you just did
10%? You were laying on it for like, you were just burning the bit like the.
Dude, I had it 99% of the way. You're all excited because you went 1% and made it through the hole?
That last 1%, you were just melting the bit. The bit was glowing red. You were like this, oh, God, I can't hold on anymore.
Congratulations, you did the 1% left that I didn't have to finish.
Good job, Odie.
Thank you.
Good job. Keep up the good work.
Here, why don't you come do the next one?
Right now I got the flow jet running. I'm cutting out the sides to the gas tank at a quarter inch steel.
I love that friggin' piece, man. It's like Moby Dick.
It is.
and then we'll put our emblem on there. I mean, we can do 100 different things on the side of a tank like that. And then it really just dawned on me what we should do, which was to stack and step the sides of the tank, leaving the last piece to be an emblem. We were able to water jet it out today and actually get on the tank today, and it looks phenomenal.
Today I started working on the gas tank. This tank alone is probably going to be damn near 4 feet long, you know, from the front to the back overall. So it's going to be huge, and it's going to be a really cool tank. It's got a really cool shape to it. Let's go there. I'm actually quite anxious about working on it, so I'm, you know, see what we come up with. It's going to be a big piece of metal. The whole gas tank and that whole area, everything on the bike, reminds me a lot of Speed Racer's car. So it's going to be quite interesting trying to make.
Get rid of this, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm on it.
What's up? I went over to take a look at the progress of the bike to see how they were making out. And I noticed some key changes that were made without my knowledge. Is that a pain in the ass to do? Put a hole in here?
No, he said you're doing that in paint.
No, I was going to make it look like it was beveled in paint. But if you can make it go all the way through, I think it's cooler.
It's not going to get cut open.
No? Why not?
No, that's not what we're... He said we're doing it in paint.
According to who, though?
That's what they wanted to do. They wanted to keep it solid and do it in paint.
Well, who's they, though?
Then the old man.
I don't know if this is paint.
That's paint. Yeah, I'm telling you it's paint. Not asking, telling you.
And if it turns out anything other than paint,
we're all in trouble.
That's how we wanted to do it. That's how it goes.
Kind of pansied the bike down quite a bit, you know? My design was a sharp, mean-looking design. There's some things on this now that are just... like a lot of crap that is out there. Show me how you're doing the tank.
Show you how I'm doing
it. Just so I know.
Like that. One of the things he probably doesn't get is that, you know, just because you draw something out, that's not necessarily the way it's going to be done in, you know, the finish. There's a process that we have to go through. Jason always does different drawings, and until it gets approved, things get tweaked, changed. And then even when we get the picture, I mean, there's certain things that we have to do on the bike to make it actually work. That might be, you know, vary a little bit from the picture also. This is what we have to work off of. This is not going to be cut out. This will be done in paint.
I'm painting it. I never said it was going to be done in paint. That's what I don't understand. People are making decisions for me, without my knowledge. I don't understand that.
This is the way it's drawn. No one ever said that this was going to be cut out.
This is the original drawing. This is what the client approved.
Dude, it don't matter.
It does matter to me. I'm not trying to be a prick. I'm just saying.
Well, you are.
Change it. No, I'm not. I'm saying.
Rob's not a motorcycle person. He doesn't know, you know, what we need to do to make things work and, you know, what we can and can't do. But pretty much, we get a picture. It's what we got to go by, and that's pretty much the end of it.
That looks like a stock fender with something slapped on the top. It looks like...
That's what we're building right there.
You're building a stock fender with something slapped on the
top? Come on, go paint something.
That's what it looks like.
I ain't got time for your
All
right?
Dude,
go talk to Jason if you got a problem. All right?
I don't have a problem with you. You're saying you're going by that.
That's what we're going by. That's it.
I understand what you're saying.
Done deal. Come on. It's break time.
I don't see anything that was changed to make the bike more functional. I see just things that were changed just for the sake of laziness or for the sake of, you know, they don't want to do it this way, they want to do it their way. Boring looking bike now. We're the best of the best.
On Discovery.
Working back in the St. Jude's Children's Hospital bike today. Working back on the gas tank. Got my sides figured out. I was able to get those tacked in place. And I'm working on the insides of the side pieces. It's going to be almost like two pontoons, like on a speedboat. The way the front of this tank is actually going to be, you know, just drooping down over the frame. It's quite wider than what I'd probably about 4 or 5 inches wider than what I normally would make. I always try to keep about the rear fender size. This one's probably about 18 inches, so it's a little bit wider. You know, it came out really cool. Totally different tank than anything we've done before. And, the bike's come along really good. Perfect. Now, he's working on the risers, or what's he doing?
Right now, yeah, he says he is.
We probably should just do bars, and then we'll weld it all off, right?
Yeah. Yeah, we'll get the bars done.
As soon as we do bars, we're there.
Yep. Yeah, we can tear it down.
Everything else should be finished.
actually don't feel bad. Does it look stupid?
If you went, if go down, go down, go down, go down, go down, go right, like right there, it would look kind of cool.
Happy?
Yep. That's it.
This bike is basically, I think it's going to be kind of like a tool to actually strike the interest of the kids that are in the hospital. So we'll unveil it at the hospital. So basically, it's kind of a cool bike, a bike that's designed that if kids looked at it, it would be something that would strike their interest.
On my way into the shop today, I picked up a newspaper and I saw that it had a picture of my father's face on the cover and a headline titled Foreclosure.
What's going on, homie?
I just saw this.
What is it?
Orange County Choppers headquarters faces foreclosure. They owe payments as of July 1st, $96,400 and $14,000. So that's quite a bit of money.
I never really thought I'd see Orange County Choppers in foreclosure, you know, headlines on the cover of the paper. But, you know, I never thought a lot of things. So anything's possible, and it's where we're at.
Orange County Choppers and Paul Sr. have substantial assets. Why would you say that? That's incriminating. Your dad has 50, 60 muscle cars. You know, 40 motorcycles a pond. I don't think anybody has to worry about him. He's pretty well off, you know. So when they start laying people off, I think they should start thinking that each muscle car might pay for someone's salary for the year.
The whole point is this.
What?
They're not paying their mortgage for 6 months. Right?
Yeah.
I don't know anything about that, but I'm a 20% shareholder. How does that work? I own 20% of a company that's not heading in the right direction. That's not a surprise to me. I've for a very long time felt like it wasn't heading in the right direction. I just didn't think things were that bad. Then on top of it, they give me they slap another lawsuit on me.
Really?
So they got no money to pay the bills, but they got enough money to pay lawyers to sue me. Tell me how that works. I know nothing about this.
Well,
if you don't pay your mortgage, the lender comes after you, and that's essentially what's happening. Where does the money go? Well, I guess it goes towards stomping us out. I have no idea anything about the inner workings of how this is going down.
Mm-hmm.
That's the frustrating part.
You know what gets me is the hypocrisy. Dad goes around and tells everybody that the business has never been so good.
Because we're gone.
Yeah, and now that this comes out, I guarantee he'll be going around, like, blaming us.
He will.
Essentially, he has by launching another lawsuit against you.
Thank you. And that's basically what that's about.
That's horse piss. It pisses me off.
Very frustrating, man. Very frustrating.
Recycle this.
None of it really makes sense, you know. They talk up their whole side over there. They're doing great, yet they're in foreclosure. You know, Senior says he wants to reconcile, yet he's suing his son. You know, none of it really makes sense. It's like, you know, how could you believe anything?
They're going to start blaming me. You'll see. They'll start blaming me for the lack of ability to pay the mortgage and other things. So it'll flip real fast, I think. I could be wrong.
Discovery.
Today we're making progress. I'm water jetting. Brendan's welding. Junior's working on the bars. Everything's going pretty good.
I started working on the bars, had some concept ideas. Today essentially rolled a piece of 1¼-inch tube. Cut it down the middle, put a little slice in it, opened it up. Essentially, we have this tapered looking set of handlebars. Kind of retro looking to go with the tank, and they're really coming out good. The giveaway bike came back, did the frame black. Got up on the lift. Odie started working on it.
What did you do to these things?
Now I got to run that 1-inch fit through it.
We're right now in the process of getting the wheels on the bike, measuring for spacers. It'd be nice to get the front wheel locked down and the rear wheel locked down today.
Sometime today, you want to get that thing reamed out?
What's that, sister?
I said sometime today, you want to get those spacers reamed out? This bike isn't going to finish itself.
Now you know what he feels like when he sends you off to go do something. Yeah?
Don't do that!
Odie's had a little attitude towards Junior. I mean, Junior's the boss. He's the final say, so you're supposed to respect the guy.
And who puts him in a freaking belt sander? Why don't you get a polishing tool here?
You are a polishing tool.
Not once or all up like that.
Is the cold medicine wearing off?
Why don't you get like a lathe here?
Okay. You'll lend me $15,000 for a cheap one? Yeah, exactly.
You got the money, dude.
Yeah, you know how much money I got, right? Huh? Come
on. Yeah, I just got more money than your dad because your shop's still going and his isn't.
That's not funny, man. I own 20% of that company.
You laughed at it.
Well. Odie's working through some immaturity issues. There is a lot of banter. I want to kill him sometimes. Wait, will the race hold it in or no?
Yeah, dude. Well,
dude, settle down, okay?
You're pissing me off.
Yeah, well, you're going to get knocked out in like 3 seconds. Then you won't be pissed off anymore.
And you won't have
an employee. So what are you trying to do? Just, what?
I said, and you won't have an employee.
I think they're starting to get rid of some people down the road there, so I don't think there's going to be a shortage of flow down this way. But, you know, he's getting the job done. He's working. He's getting the giveaway bike for Universal Properties put together. And, that's what it is.
It's moving along, but it's really not. It's not that easy, you know, with 3.5 guys trying to get all this done in a certain amount of time. You know, it gets hectic. If we had another hand, it'd be really nice.
So, guys.
What's up, Steve?
See the paper today? Times Herald Record?
Yeah, I saw it.
We made the front page. How cool is that?
How's my picture look on here?
You know, it looks pretty good.
Our attorney stopped by today to talk about the situation with the building here as far as the foreclosure.
I mean, this is a basic, what's known as debt restructuring. And there probably isn't a company in America right now that hasn't looked at their debt, that hasn't dealt with their lenders, that hasn't opened up a discussion about how to restructure their debt in line with what's happened in the economy. I mean, real estate values have fallen. Companies have had to face, you know, some difficult times in the recession, and it's just good business to look at restructuring the debt when you have the opportunity
and
to do it.
It's not uncommon for banks to work with people to restructure their mortgage, right?
That's correct.
Basically, he came in to tell us the formality of how this actually works and pretty much reassuring us that we are doing the right thing.
It's something that we wouldn't have embarked on if we weren't very optimistic that we would get a favorable outcome. But I think the most important thing is what we know is that it's not going to affect our day-to-day operations.
Can I get the help wanted section out of that?
In the end, everybody in these kinds of things wants to reach a resolution because it's in everybody's best interest.
Later, dude.
See ya.
Today we're getting started on the assembly for the St. Jude bike, and I think that we're all a little curious to see how this one comes together. Say when.
Hey.
It's been a unique project from the get-go, mainly is because Rob, our painter, was in charge of designing it.
Oh, yeah.
Basically, we were building a bike to impress the kids. We didn't really have much of a theme other than really to kind of really get their attention. So Rob did a pretty good job of designing that bike.
When they originally said that they wanted a futuristic looking bike, you know, I was thinking something long and swoopy and very clean. Some sharp edges. Some subtle curves.
You ready to put this tank on?
I want to tap it out, though, if you want to hold it.
The gas tank I kind of modeled after a racing boat. You know, it's got all three pieces, you know, the long front ends.
Ready? I'm ready.
Actually, this go right down. It's an easy one.
Good?
Yep. Here we go.
Nicest tank yet, I think.
Yeah, you say that about everyone.
I know I do. I think St. Jude is in for a surprise. And I always say they're all one of the nicest bikes that we did, but I think that this bike has a real unique, futuristic look to it.
Sick, dude.
She's a Stingray, man.
Paul Jr. would call it sexy.
I think that I think the kids are going to be very impressed with it.
At one point, I was a little worried about how it was going to turn out. You know, there were some significant changes that were made, you know, without my knowledge.
Are you ready, Rick?
Yep.
Aside from some differences that I think are a little less aggressive than what I had, the bike as a whole is pretty close to what I was picturing in my head and pretty close to what I originally put on paper. So I think once the client sees the bike, they're all going to be blown away. I would hope, anyway. PG-13.
We hope you're enjoying the OCC St. Jude Dream Bike from Window World.
Window World stores and customers have raised more than $1.6 million, enough to operate the hospital for just one day.
Doesn't that blow your mind?
You can help Window World give St. Jude kids hope by donating today.
It's just an honor to be part of this, and I'd just like to thank everybody.
Visit windowworld.com or stjude.org to see how you can change a child's life.
Thank you, and God bless.
Skunky beer.
Clear and green bottles let in light, which can turn traditionally brewed beers skunky. Brown bottles protect better.
Every Samuel Adams comes in a brown bottle, and we use tire six packs to protect it from the light. We put so much care into brewing the beer that we want to protect it.
Discovery loads up for an all-new series. Wednesday, Will tackles a fellow Marine's flamethrower.
I hope you can fix me up.
We can make this thing look right.
An all-new Sons of Guns, Wednesday at 9 on Discovery.
What's up, Coaster?
What's up, buddy? How are you making out?
Good. You know, I recommended to Paulie that he bring Cody in. You know, he works for me outside of Paul Jr. Designs. But at night, you know, the kid can use extra money, and we need help, and he's a great second hand. I work with him all the time, and, you know, he knows what he has to do.
Yeah, why can't they just make the decision? I'm going to start manufacturing a headlight that goes together easy.
If you could do that, you'd be a rich billionaire.
With the company starting to grow a little bit, or at the very least having these two bikes in a short period of time, it's really just me and Vinny. We got Odie here too, but you know, as far as like, it's tight.
This is the neatest this place has ever been when a bike was finished being assembled. The neatest. Do you know that?
It's because Cody's working with us.
It's a far cry from what it used to be, right?
You know, to be back working with Junior and Vinny, it's cool. It kind of brings back old memories of the good times, you know what I mean?
Sometimes I hate you. Other times I don't like you.
Does that pretty much sum up all the time? I haven't seen Junior probably since the day I left Orange County. That was a little over 3 years ago. We have a lot of fun together, and we also like to get stuff accomplished. So, you know, it works out well.
Did we shim that sprocket out?
No, you're making a spacer for that one.
No, it lines up perfect now.
Well, why don't you check your brake fluid, because if I suck it dry, I'm going to beat you.
Give me 2 seconds there, sunshine.
And it does not line up perfect.
Yes, it does. I got a straight edge on it. Yeah. Watch your mouth. There's really no reason to curse, so don't do it.
What's going to happen if I keep cursing?
Odie here works out okay. He's just disrespectful. He just, his attitude needs to change.
Dude, I could bleed this and fill that at the same time. And you're spilling
it all
over the place?
Because you're too damn lazy to do it. So keep pumping and keep your mouth shut.
I did all three of those, clutch, front brake, rear brake by myself. Do that.
Yeah, it's been a few years you've been doing this kind of stuff, so I would hope you know how to bleed brakes.
Yeah, it's been a few years for you too.
Yeah, I know.
Can't believe you know how to even build a custom bike.
Sound like OCC, man.
Yeah?
You've been hanging out with Paul Sr. on the weekends?
No. Just Christian, Nick, and Amirati.
Tell him I said hi.
Yeah, you know, we don't have a lot of employees, but sometimes we get one with a little bit of an attitude, and that would be Odie.
Oh, we got mirrors?
Not these. Any different ones?
No, that's the mirrors I thought you guys were talking about.
You didn't see that vehicle speed sensor?
What does it look like? It bolts in, that speed sensor?
There's another set of mirrors over here.
You don't even know what a freaking speed sensor looks in?
Oh, I hated those.
I thought you'd been building motorcycles for 12 years.
What?
Nothing.
Keep your mouth shut, all right?
Or else what?
Or else you'll be. I'll send you the f*** out of here, that's what.
That'd be the luckiest day of my life.
Huh?
Nothing.
It's just what it is. Gotta try and figure out how to handle that situation.
How's it going, Coke?
Good. Going to Wire Town, so sending these down for Vin. Solenoid wires, speed sensor, horn.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome. How about a big round of applause for our friends from Window World for a fantastic Window World Day, Window World celebration here at St. Jude.
We're back here in Memphis at St. Jude, and we're going to be unveiling the bike for the kids today. Pretty exciting. I'm excited about it.
Right now we have something very special from Orange County Choppers, Mr. Paul Tuttle Sr.
I don't think the kids, I don't think they have any idea what to expect, so I think that's going to be a pretty cool element of surprise.
I guess without further ado, here we go. Doesn't that blow your mind?
You know, Blair and I from Window World were pulling the drape down. I knew it was going to be nice, but man, when I saw this, the colors are subtle. The branding is beautiful. It's just like no other bike I've ever seen. And I'll tell you what, this ought to bring a lot of money that we can be able to offer so we can maybe treat another child because of it. So, you know, I think that Paul and his team are just, they're artists. It's the only word I can find. It's wonderful.
We were asked to build a bike to just do it on our own and use our own creativity to kind of have like a blow people's mind factor, but also to be very futuristic. And I think if you look at the bike, it's very futuristic.
Bike's unbelievable, and the kids are already all over it. It's so futuristic. The idea of a dream bike, you know, for St. Jude kids, I mean, that, they nailed it. They absolutely nailed it.
It's just an honor to be part of this, and I'd just like to thank everybody. Thank you.
To me, the bike represents the future. It represents something that's far out there. And that's what these kids need. They need hope. They need to think that, hey, in 25 years from now, I'm going to be riding a bike like that.
What do you got there?
A t-shirt for you.
You do?
I think that, you know, there was no basic theme to this bike other than letting the kids use their imagination.
This is Brody.
Brody, hi Brody, how are you?
He doesn't talk too much.
You know, they need to take time to, reflect on other things than their illness. And I think that by doing that, that'll take them away from that.
Can you tie my shirt?
Sure.
The
it's as for Orange County Choppers, I think that the work that was put into this was well worth it.